Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin County Medical Center, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Law with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin County Medical Center, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. Well, Dr. Hilden, good morning to you. And
good morning, Denny.
Yeah, I see you brought some Tom Thumb donuts with you just for
I wish I had some of those Tom Thumb donuts. I ate a couple of them last week.
Did you? Just a couple. Just a couple.
Thanks to everybody who came out to the State Fair shows. You know what? I did something I don't normally do. After doing the show, I stayed at the fair for about 8 hours.
You did.
I think I slept till Tuesday. I mean, I was so exhausted after going to the fair, you know, and I had a couple of donuts and some onion rings and some cheese curds, and I could go on and on and on. All kinds of health food. But anyways, I think that was a record crowd for us at the show.
And it certainly was a record crowd anyway.
At the fair. And so thank you to everybody for coming out to the State Fair show. We'll see you in 2018, I guess, won't we? And now we're back in the studio. It feels actually kind of good to be back in the studio. It's a little bit calmer, And it's calmer here in the upper Midwest. If you happen to be listening down in Florida or in Texas, where Harvey hit, and in Florida where Irma is obviously wreaking havoc, we're with you, folks in Florida. And please stay safe. Our thoughts are with our friends and neighbors and down in Florida. It sounds like quite the deal going on with Irma.
And we'll have updates throughout the day today and tonight as well. So we've got an interesting show today.
We have a great show today. We're going to do a topic that is of real interest to me and something I know relatively little about, however. We have both a doctor of chiropractic care and an acupuncturist in the studio today. And I'm very intrigued by both of these guys and their practice, and it's really fascinating. We're going to learn a little bit about chiropractic care, about acupuncture, and we're going to do so with the help of two guests, both of whom work at HCMC. So I'd like to introduce them and then have them say a word or two about themselves. I'm going to start with Dr. Peter Polsky. He is a doctor of chiropractic care. He's been with HCMC a couple of years, mostly at our Whittier Clinic, but he's transferred most of his practice now to our North Loop Clinic. And listeners to the show, I hope you know that HCMC has the slickest clinic in town at our North Loop Clinic in downtown Minneapolis. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Great to have you on the show. You're a doctor of chiropractic care. Where are you from? You're a Minnesota guy?
Yep, born and raised here in Minnesota. I'm from the Twin Cities originally. Went to graduate school here and undergraduate in Mankato. And I've been practicing for about 7 years in the Twin Cities here.
Rumor has it you've been on vacation.
Yeah, I had a little break for 2 weeks.
He told me before we got in the air, he just got back from like Spain and, right, Spain?
Yeah, I was in Barcelona. The food is fantastic. So I did not regret missing the state fair because the seafood was on point.
Oh, I'll bet it was. Did you walk up and down the Las Ramblas there, the big street?
Yeah, I was at Las Ramblas and...
You said that way better than I did. You said that way better.
Yeah, Spanish. I speak a little Spanish, so it was a comfortable place for me. I did not, however, have as much fun when I was in the south of France. Like, that language is very difficult, and they look at you like you have 10 heads when you try.
But at least you tried.
I tried.
At least you tried. All right, tell us a little bit about your practice. You practice out of our North Loop Clinic, and listeners, I am going to give you the phone numbers and how you can get a hold of either of these practitioners. Tell us about your practice at North Loop. What kind of things do you see out there in your chiropractic practice?
So I think one of the things that we're a new clinic. We opened up in April here. We have a variety of different disciplines. We have primary care. We have some OBGYN services there. We obviously offer acupuncture with Robert. He's fantastic. Chiro services there. My practice is very diverse, and I think that's what I'm hearing from most of my colleagues there. So I see a lot of typical musculoskeletal issues, but then some more complex neurological conditions as well. So I'm pretty pleased with the wide range of patients who we really encounter there. So it's people who are, you know, as young as 7 years of age, and then people as old. I think my oldest patient at North Loop right now is like 78. So it's a gamut, and I like it that way. It's more interesting when you see more complex cases mixed in with kind of some more standard stuff.
Fabulous. Dr. Peter Polsky is a doctor of chiropractic care at HCMC's North Loop Clinic. I'm going to give you the number once, and then if you're not sure of that, you can go get a pencil to write it down later. But if you want to get a hold of him or my other guest, who I'm going to introduce next, the number is 612-873-6963. You can always go to hcmc.org, and I encourage you to do that, and you can look up these guys and make appointments that way. And you can always go to the blog that is associated with this show. It's called myhealthymatters.org. Just put the word my in front of Healthy Matters, all one word. I'm going to put some pictures of these two guys on there in the coming week, and maybe I'll do a little bit more in-depth coverage of what we talk about on the show today. That's at myhealthymatters.org. And if you missed this show, part of the show, or previous shows, you can always listen to the podcasts available also at myhealthymatters.org. Okay, my second guest is Robert Crane. Robert does acupuncture and is an herbalist. Tell me a little bit about yourself, if you could.
All right, thanks for having me, David. I'm an acupuncturist, herbalist. I've studied in Bloomington at Northwestern Health Sciences University, and after that I went to China for about a year and a half and studied there under some pretty incredible doctors and saw some pretty incredible cases. At HCMC, I see a lot of pain conditions and all kinds of pain, like neurological pain or musculoskeletal pain, abdominal pain, anything like that. But I also see a lot of internal conditions such as digestive health. I work a lot with acid reflux. I work with, again, neurological disorders, post-stroke treatments is something that I learned a lot about in China while I was there.
Mm. So many of us who are listening might not know, well, how would I get into a guy like you? Or do people mostly self-refer? Do they go through their own healthcare provider? How do folks find you?
It's kind of been about 50-50 right now. People can walk in and request an appointment. I would suggest checking with their insurance company to make sure that it's covered under your insurance. But oftentimes people will find out that, oh, they're surprised to know that acupuncture is covered under their plan. But otherwise, you know, there are a lot of really awesome MDs and providers at HCMC that refer to integrative health, and that's been really great to see.
So you used the word integrative health. I was going to ask one of you to talk about that earlier. What does that mean?
Well, so part of what we do as being part of the hospital system is we're not just working in isolation. We're not, you know, just our individual practices working, you know, with our specialty. We're working between each other. So Dr. Polsky and I will often co-treat patients, and we try and integrate our treatments together as much as we can. And then when we get referrals from outside, from another provider, we communicate with them. And so it's a combination between the idea of doing holistic, integrative, whole body medicine and the integrative side of working together with other providers.
Nice, nice. I'm talking to Dr. Peter Polsky and Robert Crane, two of our practitioners. Dr. Polsky is a doctor of chiropractic medicine. Robert Crane is an acupuncturist and an herbalist, working out of our North Loop Clinic in downtown Minneapolis, just up the street from Target Field, in a beautiful facility in the Tractor Works building. Let's talk a little bit, since you brought it up. I want you both to consider treatment of pain. Let's start with that. We hear all the time, and I hear all the time in my practice, about chronic pain, and we prescribe a lot of medications for that, and sometimes to a good effect and many times to ill effect. Could you both talk from your various perspectives about chronic pain? Why is it such a big deal for people, and what does each of you have to offer for that? Do you want to start, Peter?
Sure. I think chronic pain is it's a tricky wicket. It's a big multifactorial issue. So what I do with each person is first sit down and understand what their pain is about, where it's likely coming from. Is this an autoimmune condition? Is this something that's related to old trauma that's starting to show up again? Is this somebody has like a chronic inflammatory situation and maybe we need to look at diet or other factors that are there? But as a doctor of chiropractic, the majority of my energy with people every day is spent on really on motion, on movement patterns, on balance and symmetry in terms of the way the joints or the muscles or the musculoskeletal system operates. And so so with regard to chronic pain, it's an area where you need to sort of delineate what is the most important factor, right? Is this a musculoskeletal problem or is this a chronic issue? And then figuring out how to communicate to each individual how they can affect that most substantially with their own actions and also with some of the treatments that we're able to offer them.
You talked a little bit about movement and motion. React to this if you could. You know, the human body isn't supposed to just be sitting still all the time. So what are you talking about with people like, let's say, you have arthritis or something? Are you talking about passive motion in your place, or are you talking about having people walk? And I guess say more about what you mean about moving.
Yeah, all of that. You're absolutely right when you said that sitting is bad. Sitting, they say, is the new smoking, right?
I've heard that.
And it's very real. I think that there have been like large-scale research studies that have found that people who sit daily for a living, they have shorter lifespans, and we haven't even started to look at quality of life as a factor. But what we do know is that passive motion is great, but active motion really is where people get the greatest degree of benefit. So that's exercise, people. That's moving around and doing stuff. And so I always.
But it hurts, doctor.
It doesn't hurt.
It hurts to move.
If some people with chronic pain, yeah, it does hurt to move. And the answer to that is move within where you're able to move. Do what you're able to do. And I think the most important thing is to enjoy what you're doing in terms of exercise. So my practice, I try to bridge that passive care, which is kind of the hallmark of chiropractic, with more of a rehabilitative approach in terms of understanding how people's posture, how their balance, how their movement or their gait, how those factors are influential in terms of that person's particular health.
That's terrific. Thank you. We're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about acupuncture and chiropractic care.
Yes, and inviting our listeners to join in if you want to call in your question, 651-989-9226, or send text messages at 81807. In the Twin Cities, overcast, 62, heading for 79 later today here in A3O WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. We're talking, among other things, about interventional therapies like chiropractic and acupuncture, and welcoming your questions via phone or text. The phone number is 651-989-9226. And as you can see, Dr. Hilden, we have some text messages at 81807.
Thank you, Denny. Let's carry on our conversation about chronic pain. Robert, you're the acupuncturist. What are your thoughts on chronic pain?
So for me, when I'm working with chronic pain, I'm looking more in regards to how the channels in the body, how the different pathways in the body are all connecting. And in Chinese medicine, what we talk about is stagnation. So when you have a blockage of free flow of energy, of free flow of blood, you start to see some of that pain. And some of this can look like more acute, sharp pain. Some of it can feel like dull, achy, chronic kind of slow-building pain. But either way, what we're doing with the acupuncture needles is we are helping to take down that blockage, and we want there to be free flow in that area. So sometimes we're going directly in the site where the pain is. So I liken it to kind of taking down a dam in a river. So we can break down that dam right at the spot and get rid of that pain. Or we can go further down the channel. Say if you have a pain in the shoulder, we can work in the arm, in the hand, the wrist, and we can help to push some of that energy, like pushing water through the river and break down the dam. So we work in two different ways to kind of take care of pain, that kind of pain.
You've probably heard this a million times. Does it your treatment hurt? That you're going to put a needle in where
sometimes
it hurts?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes.
Does it?
No, it doesn't hurt.
I'm going to ask both of you that question.
Yeah, this is one of my acupuncturists tend to give my least favorite answer to this question. They just say no, there's no pain. Sometimes we look for a little bit of that dull kind of achiness that you get with like a deep tissue massage where it feels a little bit deeper. And that's my style. I work in a Chinese style, and we want to get some of that sensation. Generally speaking, it's not overwhelming. It's not something that people find technically painful. It's just you have that sort of, oh, you got the spot feeling. So Everybody's subjective experience of pain is different. So I won't say no, it doesn't hurt, but it's definitely not like getting an injection, not like that kind of
right.
sharp, intense pain.
The needles are tiny with acupuncture. I mean,
I've never seen them. My wife has.
Hair, right?
People
are used to hypodermic needles with a big hollow tube. This is not the case.
This is like a cat whisker at most.
Right. So I'm going to ask you both to sort of answer this, because one thing I'm finding out in just even already this morning, but I believe this for some time, that more of a team-based collaborative care approach is good for health. And the era where you go see your one doctor and that person does everything's gone, and it should be gone. And so you guys kind of play off each other really well. So I'm going to ask you both to answer this question, all these questions about integrating the care amongst yourselves. Tell us about what it's like when someone comes in with chronic pain and what kind of results they might see. And when might you send somebody with chronic pain, Peter, over to Robert? And when might you, do you see him for a whole bunch of times and then say, heck, I don't know what's going on, and send it to the other guy? Or can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that varies quite a bit by individual and by condition, I think. So HCMC is really ahead of the curve in a lot of respects in terms of having this collaborative dynamic between chiropractic physicians and acupuncturists. And there's a lot of studies out there that look at the efficacy of the combination of those two treatment models together. And I think that's one thing that we offer that's not just between Robert and I, but all of our colleagues at HCMC. Mm-hmm. We have exceptional clinicians, and I'm very proud to call myself a member of that cohort. We have, I think, 6 chiros and 6 acupuncturists.
Something like that, yeah.
It might be 7. But we're continuing to grow, and HCMC has thankfully given us, the onus to do so. We've expanded many fold in the last couple of years. But with regard to how that helps people and how that translates into results, it very much is going to depend on the individual. And also, I think another factor with this is their receptivity to the treatment that we're doing, right? One of the things that we talk about with regard to care is whether this is caused by treatment, if improvement happens there, or if it's a placebo effect. And is it a placebo effect? No, it's not, in my professional opinion, a placebo. Right. And certainly I don't think most of my patients would say that that's the case for me. But the mindset that you're coming into this, and I think in terms of integrative health, having more people in your corner helping you, concerned for your health care needs, is going to yield better results for people, and it's going to improve patient satisfaction.
And from my perspective, so in China, in the Chinese medical model in China, they incorporate spinal adjustments, movement therapy, as well as acupuncture and herbal medicine all together. It's in the hospitals. It's everywhere there. So when I'm seeing a new patient, I don't wait until I feel like I've hit a wall where I think I need to send them over to Dr. Polsky. I from the get-go think, how could he help? And then, generally speaking, recommend, well, this would be a beneficial therapy on top of what we're already doing here. So
we do different things, but I think like the dam analogy that you put out earlier is really kind of the same mm-hmm. in terms of the underlying philosophies behind both models of care, right? It's about whether you're talking about qi in acupuncture, which is a mysterious word, but it's not, or you're talking about nervous impulses in terms of spinal integrity and how nerve conduction happens. It becomes almost a semantic argument where you really kind of start to wonder, what are we talking about here? Mm-hmm. And we find that, you know, there will be cases where one of the things I really enjoy treating is headache disorders, because most headache disorders have a significant neck element. So dysfunction in the way the vertebrae of the neck move oftentimes will lead to headache problems and also jaw problems. I can do a lot of things with that, but people who have headaches respond beautifully to acupuncture. And so just about every one of my chronic headache patients, Robert and I share. Mm-hmm.
Good answers. We have a little time to go to the phones, do
yeah,
we, Denny? Let's go
to
the phones before we go to the top of the break.
All right. Frank in Bloomington has been waiting. Go ahead, Frank. We're listening.
Hey, good morning. Question for Dr. Crane.
Yes?
I'm having neck pain. I've got a herniated disc. And under the care of a neurologist, I'm going to have an MRI on Monday. I might have an impingement of a nerve. I'm having some numbness in my upper back and my forearms. I'm just wondering if that truly is the diagnosis and I have to go under possible surgery. Is that something you would be able to treat pre-surgery and post-surgery, and how effective would that be?
So that's something that I would treat both pre and post, and it is definitely something I would also refer to Dr. Polsky, the chiropractor, for, just in terms of the placement of everything structurally. But what I do a lot of work with in this case is I'm wherever the acupuncture needles go in, we're reducing inflammation in the area. And so if there's pressure being put on a nerve, if there's pressure being put on tissue, we're trying to get that to kind of release itself so the body can find its proper alignment, so the body can find where it wants to sit properly and reduce that pain for you. Does that make sense?
So herniated discs are everywhere, and one of the very common. I see it all the time, and I'm very slow to refer people for surgeries because it just seems like maybe I'm an internist. I'm not a surgeon. I don't have any skin in the game. I just think it's the wrong I think it's maybe something we should delay a little bit. How about you, Dr. Polsky, chiropractic care for herniated discs?
Yeah,
the neck.
I'm in the same camp as you. I think surgery is a wonderful option in a lot of cases. It saves people's lives, and we're very thankful to have surgeons. I also think that, you know, a lot of the studies out there demonstrate that people who have disc surgery, it doesn't necessarily end up with a better result down the line for those individuals. And it's really a question of what is your quality of life like during the time while you're having an active disc issue. So if it's completely insufferable and you're in 9 or 10 out of 10 pain and it's constant and it's unremitting, then maybe surgery might be a good option for you. But in a lot of cases, like you said also, Dr. Hilden, half or better of disc injuries are asymptomatic, depending on the location of where the disc herniation or bulge or extrusion, where that takes place. So if it's abutting any of the nervous tissue, you're going to have a hard time. That's going to be painful. If it's mild pain or moderate pain and you can manage it and we can work on some strategies to take, you know, to make you comfortable and to help, your body will heal that disc injury.
All right, I tell you what, we have to take a break. We do have another half hour of the show to go. So if you did miss getting in, answering your or asking your questions, rather by phone or by text, we have another half hour, 651-989-9226. Or send us a text, and we'll get to the text screen when we come back, 81807. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. We're talking this morning about interventional therapies, chiropractic, acupuncture, things like that, with Dr. Hilden and his guest. And before we get underway, let me give the phone number if you do want to join in on the conversation. 651-989-9226 is the number, or send a text if that's easier, 81807. Here again is Dr. Hilden.
Thanks, Danny. I have Dr. Peter Polsky, who is a chiropractor at HCMC, and I have Robert Crane, who is an acupuncturist, also with us at HCMC. Well, that's one interesting thing is that Dr. Polsky had said we have a half a dozen of each. We have of a good group practice in our integrative services. And both of these guys practice at our North Loop Clinic. Dr. Polsky's also at our Whittier Clinic here and there, but mostly at the North Loop Clinic. If you live or work near downtown Minneapolis or somewhere, or even if you don't, I encourage you to check out either one of these providers or the whole team at our North Loop Clinic. It's our newest clinic in the system. It's been around for just since last spring. And it's a beautiful clinic in the Tractor Works building at 800 North Washington. And the number for that is 612-873-6963. 612-873-6963. And you can ask for either one of these gentlemen. And so both of you, thanks for being on the show again. I would like to carry on the conversation, if we could, a little bit about neck pain, because Frank had called in before the break about having disc herniation pain. We have another question about it that's sort of related that came in on the text lines. I'm going to post, or I'll pose it and have either one of you or both of you respond to this one. It's also about neck pain. It says this. I've been a patient of chiropractors for over 25 years. I haven't gone for quite a while due to various reasons, but I do have chronic neck issues on the right side. Recently, I've noticed my right hand falls asleep when I'm sleeping. I am a side sleeper, but my arm is free and out by the pillow. My neck problem is mostly on the right side. What are some things that might be causing it? I'm really in need of a cure. Thank you. Do you want to start with that one, Peter?
Sure. I'll try to keep my answer kind of brief. It depends on what the cause of the neck pain is, right? So is it like our last caller who had an acute disc, or is it something that's less acute than that? Is it simple motion imbalance in your neck, or is it something on the other end where you have degenerative changes in your neck? One of the things we're always looking at is to decide if the problem is either central, meaning to your spine, or if it's peripheral, meaning that the numbness or tingling that you're experiencing in your upper extremity, if that's coming from a muscle entrapment syndrome in your shoulder or in your somewhere else down the kinetic chain is a buzzword that we use. So
everybody's going to Google kinetic chain.
Yeah,
now.
Kinetic chain. It's what we're talking about. But
I'm going on after the show.
Good. That'll work for me. So it really depends on where the catch is in the kinetic chain with regard to your problem.
How about you, Robert, from an acupuncturist perspective? This texter is having pain, apparently attributed to sleeping funny on it. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
So again, this does, I mean, if the issue is genuinely coming from the neck with the tingling in the arm, then I'm looking at treating the neck itself and trying to reduce the inflammation in the area, trying to free up some of that tissue so that any entrapped nerves, any blood flow that's being blocked can kind of free flow. And so what happens is we do one treatment and we see if we get maybe one night relief, two nights relief, however many, and then we go from there and assess, okay, that's the issue that we're working with. We need to just, you know, push that out a little bit further every time. If the issue is actually in the shoulder, which we can do different kind of orthopedic tests to find out, we can do a few different methods to assess that, then we're working more with, like Peter said, working more with the tissues in the shoulder, seeing if there's something that's getting in the way of one of these, of a nerve or anything like that. So there's a few different ways to approach it, but we'd probably, this is the kind of thing we see a lot of good results with.
All right, Taylor, let's go back to the phone. 651-989-9226. Folks have been waiting, like Yvonne is calling from St. Paul. Go ahead, Yvonne.
Huh? Hello?
Go ahead, please, with your question.
Oh, yes. I'm curious about a new therapy I've heard about called Beamer Therapy. Well, it says pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, and it's in Minnesota, and I think it's a chiropractor who developed it. It's supposed to boost blood flow and actually help quite a bit with healing and chronic pain. Have you heard about it, or do you know there is a place in Minnesota that does offer this?
So I haven't. Peter, what about you?
Well, there's a lot of therapies that have been out there and kind of established for a long time that involve the use of electrical fields in terms of affecting what we call excitable tissues. So those are muscles and they're nerves. And so a lot of the electrical therapies that are utilized are either designed to relax muscles or fatigue muscles and in that way help reduce pain and spasm, and that can be beneficial. But as far as magnetic field stuff, I don't really have a lot of background and can't speak to that directly as a doctor of chiropractic.
Interesting one, though. And thanks for your question, Yvonne. I'm going to go to the text line again for a couple of things. And I'm not done with the sleeping one yet because there's another listener who's called in on a similar one. It says, I woke up with excruciating pain in my left side and shoulder. So apparently people are having issues with sleeping. And it says, then the text goes on to say, it's a little painful to breathe. Can someone pull a muscle while sleeping? That's the question. So I guess anything's possible, isn't it? But maybe more in a general sense, Peter, you know, of musculoskeletal problems that people are waking up with, as opposed to, yeah, I was in a car accident and I tore something. But, you know, could you respond to that a little bit?
Yeah, so sleep position is important. Just like posture when you're standing or when you're sitting, posture when you're sleeping is also very important. And so when we look at the
way— Are you serious? So I've got bad posture. I slouch.
You're not that bad.
That's when I'm awake. Now I got to worry about sleeping too?
Well, you know, it's kind of the Goldilocks phenomenon as well. So some people like a firm mattress, some people like a soft mattress. It's going to vary by individual for what's appropriate. But to a large extent, we as upright vertical mammals, right, we have natural curvatures to our spine. And so the neck has a specific curve that should be 30 to 40 degrees. The middle back has an opposite curve, and the low back then again has that same lordosis curve. And so if you have deviations from these natural curvatures in your body because of posture, either while awake or while sleeping or through repetitive habits, or through trauma, or through any of these means, you can disrupt the whole system, and it can start to cause pain or other problems.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Should we go to the phone lines?
Yeah, sure. We can do that. Lori in Minnetonka has been waiting. Lori, we're listening. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Have you heard of the form of chiropractic? It's called NUCA.
Yes, upper cervical chiropractic care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a specific sub-discipline or technique within chiropractic. Most of us as chiropractors practice what's called diversified technique, which sort of begs, borrows, and steals from a variety of different techniques to positively affect someone's motion in their spine and or extremities. NUCA chiropractic, or upper cervical chiropractic, is specifically geared towards balancing the first three segments in the spine. And there's a lot of benefit that can come from working with NUCA docs as well as working with diversified chiropractors. It's just more a question of preference and I think provider skill as well.
Have you had some experience with that, Lori?
I had gone for a couple of years with pain in my feet, and I got to the point where I couldn't walk anymore because it was burning, stabbing, aching, every pain you could think of, so I couldn't even put any pressure on my feet any longer. And my brother found out about this type of a chiropractor, and I went, and he did one treatment, and all it is just very mild touching. And that night I hurt everywhere in my body. And then once that was done, within a week, I was back to walking and I had no pain in my feet.
I'm glad you had good results with that. That's interesting. I had not heard of that distinction between diversified and NUCA, so that was helpful. Thank you, Lori. I think we have to take a break.
Let's take a break, and we have more show to come. For sure. But if you want to get involved, at 651-989-9226, or you can send a text, and we have some of those we'll reach out to as well. 81807. 62 is our Twin City temperature reading here on CSU, heading for 79.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. We're talking about interventional therapies, chiropractic, acupuncture, other topics, and welcoming your calls and text messages. We have a few of those.
And I'm going to go through some text messages with our guests. I do want to alert people to how you get a hold of our guests. I have Dr. Peter Polsky, a chiropractor at HCMC, and Robert Crane, who does herbal medicine and acupuncture, is what we've been focusing on today. If you want to get into either of these two or anybody in our integrative health system, we have functional medicine doctors at our Whittier Clinic. We have physical therapists. We have occupational therapists. We have other chiropractors and acupuncturists at the HCMC Integrative Health Program. I encourage you to call 612-873-6963 to get into any of them. The two guests today practice at our North Loop Clinic. And again, the number is 612-873-6963. I also encourage you to go to hcmc.org, and you can find these two practitioners right there as well. I do want to highlight one other thing, though. Both Peter Polsky and Robert Crane practice at HCMC's newest clinic, but only for another 5 months, because in March of 2018, the state of Minnesota's newest, fanciest, best clinic system opens in downtown Minneapolis. The new clinic and specialty center of HCMC opens at 8th and Park in downtown Minneapolis. It is a 370,000 square foot, six-story building with 370 clinic rooms, same-day surgery, a cancer center, breast care center. It's got a cafeteria. It's got everything. It's got radiology. It's going to be a state-of-the-art clinic. If you want to learn more, maybe you're already a Hennepin patient, maybe you live or work anywhere near downtown and you want to become one of our patients, check it out. And here's the website, clinicbuilding.org. Sounds kind of generic, but clinicbuilding.org to see what is going on with literally the most state-of-the-art clinic that is going to be opening in March of 2018. But the North Loop Clinic, where these guys practice, is open right now for your to come see them anytime you need to. Can I go to the text line? Somebody asked about sciatic pain. This is a whole topic in itself. Can one of the two of you tell us what it is and what you might have to do about it?
Sure.
You're going to like highlight an entire problem in about 1 minute, huh, Robert?
Well, it's similar to what we were talking about with the kind of neck pain, numbness, tingling in the fingers. It's about assessing where the problem really lies, because sometimes it is in the low back. Sometimes it shows up in the hip between the muscles. And we can do a few different tests to assess where that is. But the combination of therapies between Peter and I is a very effective kind of treatment. We see a lot of good results. It's just a matter of how long has it been going on, and you know, the actual cause of the issue.
I'm gonna ask you three questions in one, Robert, from our acupuncturist, because they also use the word acupuncture. What about restless leg syndrome, pain in the ball of the foot, and diabetic neuropathy?
Okay. I'll kind of separate those out a little bit. So the restless leg syndrome, I actually look a lot with diet in that. I find that people that have restless leg syndrome oftentimes have what we in Chinese medicine call a blood deficiency. So there's the tissue is malnourished, things get locked up, and then they start to kind of spasm a little bit. So we work with the diet in that regard. Acupuncture is extremely helpful as well. Pain in the ball of the foot. Actually, foot pain is one of my favorite things to treat. I do a lot of plantar fasciitis, and I find that, again, this is kind of up that posterior chain from the bottom of the foot to the back of the calf, up to the low back. That all gets very tight, and so we try and release some of those muscles to allow for the foot to have some free flow of blood and energy, and everything's moving nicely.
And then diabetic neuropathy in 20 seconds?
Diabetic neuropathy. We work a lot with that. We send signals to the brain basically from the areas in the foot where you're having that kind of issue, and we can bring a little bit more of that nerve sensation back to the foot.
Okay. We're going to run out of time here. I'm going to thank both of you. We have a lot more text questions we didn't get to. We have some other phone questions, but time does fly when you're having fun. I have Robert Crane, acupuncturist from HCMC, and Dr. Peter Polsky, chiropractor. You guys are awesome. First of all, thank you for all the information. And thank you for being part of our integrative practice. Peter, could you say in 15 seconds a little bit more about our integrative practice, the various people that they can come and see?
Yeah, we have a phenomenal group of clinicians in integrative health, and we're a department that not only employs chiropractors, acupuncturists, but we have primary care providers. So we have MDs, we have some physician's assistants and advanced practice nurses who do functional medicine as well at our Whittier Clinic. We have a couple of physical therapists who work in our department as well, who are integrative PTs. So they implore a lot of a lot of other dynamics that you're not going to find in most other healthcare settings.
Great. To get a hold of any of them, it's 612-873-6963 or go to hcmc.org. I also encourage you to go to myhealthymatters.org. Thanks, gentlemen, for being on the show today.
And as thank we head to this you. Break, next week, quickly, it's going to be, I think, an open line
We're going to do an open line show next week from the studio.
Hope you join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.